This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Belinda Cantu. Date of birth, December the 17th, 1969. Case ID number is 310-8268. Date of exam, November the 29th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Knapp Medical Center dated 9/6/21. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old widowed female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a brain tumor, spinal cord problems with right foot numbness. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked in a warehouse and a restaurant for 35 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house and is cared for by one of her daughters. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, brain tumor / spinal cord problems with right foot numbness. History of allegations. Number one, brain tumor / spinal cord problems with right foot numbness. The claimant states that on September the 7th, 2021, she presented to Knapp Medical Center, secondary to having numbness and weakness of her right foot and mild hemiparesis of the right lower extremity. The claimant had decreased balance but good vision, and her speech was fairly normal. She states that her mental status included headaches and a burning sensation in her brain. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes at this time, but states that she did have difficulty in swallowing. At one time, she was diagnosed with having a transischemic attack with right facial numbness and drooping of her right facial mouth in 1998. The claimant presented to the emergency room because she felt she was having another stroke. The claimant has no difficulty in speaking. At that time, and states that MRIs and CT scans were performed, which revealed a right frontal tumor lobe mass measuring 2 centimeters by 1.5 centimeter with a right foot drop, mostly indicating an L5 or S1 nerve. Her residual symptoms include right facial weakness, decreased balance, normal vision, mild dysphagia, decreased memory, and decreased cognitive function, but no seizure or syncopal episode. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, walk with a cane, unable to squat or bend down completely at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, but is unable to open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, or lift anything above her head. She does have a cane that she uses for support all the time and is presently on no medications for her condition. She does no physical activity at this time and is cared for by her daughter. The claimant was diagnosed with a meningioma of the frontal lobe, and no surgery has been performed. Her diagnosis was right frontal meningioma vasogenic edema with vasogenic edema and right lower extremity weakness, paresthesis, distal of the knee with peroneal nerve involvement of the right foot consisting of a mild right foot drop. Family history. Her father is 77, is alive and in health, in good condition. Her mother is 74 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams TID, levetiracetam 500 milligrams BID, valsartan 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of right facial numbness and droop secondary to a mild cerebral vascular accident in 1998. A brain tumor consistent of a right frontal meningioma with vasogenic edema and a right lower extremity weakness with paresthesis distal of the knee, peroneal nerve with right foot drop. Depression secondary to a son dying of suicide. Major surgery, C-section times one. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit, weight 171 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and 3/4 inches, BP 162 over 102 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General. This is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no sclerectrus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The claimant does appear to have a right eye smaller than the left eye and mild right facial paralysis, which is very mild and not noticeable if you don't pay attention to it. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some poor dentition noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does wear glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fairly poor. Her concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant appeared to be somewhat nervous. Reflexes of the patellar an ankle or 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, asymmetric, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did present with a cane. The claimant had a tendency to somewhat drag the right leg. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the exam room without the device. Her hand coordination was good and finger to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal and the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex the lumbar sacral back area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the right upper and the left upper and lower extremities. The claimant did have decreased range of motion and strength of the right lower extremities from the knee down. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position. Was 90 degrees bilaterally in the sitting position, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the right lower extremity where it was somewhat decreased. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty and was unable to walk on her heels and toes and had some difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires an assisted device secondary to a dysfunctional right lower extremity and needing it for balance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5. Bilaterally, and the claimant was able to grip and make a full fist as well as opposed fingers. cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact except for decreased function of the right facial nerve. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted of the right lower extremities from the knee down. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all areas except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 3 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spinal cord, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for a peroneural nerve damage of the right lower extremity. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a right peroneal nerve dysfunction with a right foot drop, secondary to a meningioma of the frontal area of her brain, which has not been treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds. She is being observed for any further deterioration. Probable diagnosis, number one, meningioma / spinal cord problems with right foot numbness and weakness, secondary to a right frontal meningioma with vasogenic edema and a right lower extremity weakness, paresthesia / plegia of the distal area of the right knee. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records, is being observed closely at this time for any kind of further deterioration. However, the claimant does have difficulty ambulating, and she appears to have had a small stroke in the past, which caused a mild right facial paresis, which has almost recovered. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Belinda Cantu.